Hello, everyone. Hello, 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 and welcome back to Affirmations Works. I'm so glad you're back. I'm so glad you tuned in again, and I'm so glad we can spend some time together because I want to talk to you today about service. Okay, that's something I think we all need to think about during these times is service. I think it's really easy for us to think about ourselves, but I think sometimes we have to think outside of ourselves and think of service. So that's what today's conversation with you is going to be about. And as usual, I'm going to read to you from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication. And the topic is service. I am thankful to be in the service of Spirit. I desire to express my divine nature in everything I say and do. I bless the world and everyone in it when I joyously share the truth that I know. As I serve, I regard each person as a unique expression of the divine, and I greet them with love and compassion and give no thought to how they might greet me. I look beyond our differences to see them as brothers and sisters on spiritual journeys. No matter the service I am offering or the gifts I am giving, I am committed to sharing the love that transcends all else. I am blessed to serve. As I give to others in the service of our shared humanity and divinity, I find the spiritual connection within me grows ever stronger. In giving, I also receive. And so it is. So when we think about those words of service, one of the things that we should think about is how are we serving? And are we serving? You know, it's so easy to get wrapped up in our own day-to-day life of what we need, what I need, what I've got to do, what has to happen today for me. Me, 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 me. The ego is strong. Let me tell you, the ego is strong. The ego always wants to serve self first, foremost, and always. And as we get closer to the universal truth of who we really are, we learn that service to others is utmost important. So think about that today and this week and this month. Think about how you would like to serve others, in what capacity, however small, however large, it doesn't matter. The amount of service you give, the time of service you give, doesn't matter. That you give is important. I'm going to share a little story with you. I remember, you know, and I know you've all seen this. You've all seen people outside begging, asking for change, holding up signs, asking for money. Always, right? Different places throughout your day, you may see someone. And I remember at one point seeing someone and I was going to give them some money. And a friend of mine who was with me at the time said, "Oh, don't give that man money. He needs to get a job. He's probably going to just take your money and go use it on drugs and alcohol." And I thought about it for a moment. She almost made me not give, but I decided to give it anyway. And I want to share with you why. Because that's my blessing to give. What he does with the money once I give it to him is his. So don't ever stop your blessing. Don't ever stop your circle, your cycle of goodness because you're afraid of what someone else will do with what you give them. Once you give it, you release it. And you release it with the good energy of your intention. So keep that in mind this week as you travel throughout your day. Look for little small ways to be of service. Service doesn't always have to be monetary. You know, think about that. Sometimes service is just a smile to someone who needs a smile because they're having a bad day. Sometimes service is just telling a coworker or a stranger, that's a nice dress, nice pants. Oh, I like those shoes. A compliment is service. So don't just focus on monetary service. There's all type of ways for us to be of service to each other in this humanity. And so I leave you this week with ways to think about how you can add to the universe through service. And until next time, I hope you join me again as we will continue on our journey together. But until then, blessings.